Amitba. Before us is a small red shrine, dedicated to the local protector deities of Wu Tai Shan, known in Chinese as the Tudagong. While this shrine might not seem as magnificent as the other sacred places of Wu Tai Shan, it is still the most luxurious Tudagong shrine in North America. Traditional Tudagong shrines are often very small, with many having no building at all. Why do we worship the Tudagong? The belief in earth deities has a long history and has already become deeply ingrained in our daily lives. There are many ancient myths and novels that reference the Tudagong. For example, in Journey to the West, as Tang Sanzang and his disciples travel to the Western Paradise to obtain Buddhist scriptures, Sun Wukong summons the Tudagong of each location to learn about its ecosystem. This shows the close relationship that nature deities have to our daily lives. In Buddhism, the Tudagong is referred to as the steadfast earth god, and there are records of the steadfast earth god in various Mahayana sutras. For instance, in the 21st chapter of the Lalitavistara Sutra, Subduing the Demons, it is mentioned that when the Buddha first attained enlightenment, a steadfast earth god emerged from the ground to bear witness, and respectfully presented a 7-jewel vase filled with fragrant flowers as an offering to the world-honored one. Similarly, in the Sutra of the Past Vows of Earth Store Bodhisattva, the Buddha praises the steadfast earth god for nourishing and benefiting all sentient beings. There is a Tudagong shrine at Wu Tai Shan because on one hand, workers need to dig up the land for new building projects, potentially harming unseen life forms. On the other hand, it is a way to express gratitude for the Tudagong's silent blessings and protection. Throughout the construction process for Wu Tai Shan, whether it was excavating Wisdom Lake or digging through soil to build various temple halls, the local Tudagong have provided us with many incredible blessings. In Buddhism, the concept of dependent origination is highly valued, and having a shrine for these deities is a way to show appreciation for their assistance in the construction of Wu Tai Shan Buddhist Garden.